This is David Gibbs, 25-year Air Force veteran and Republican candidate for U.S. Congress in District 4. The election is upon us. It's time to choose who will take on the Democrats in November. This election is about you. As your congressman, my sole focus will be on you, what is important to you, to your livelihoods, and to your families. Please vote in the primary election during early voting or on June 12th. And when you vote, vote for me, David Gibbs, to be your next congressman in District 4. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your Assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You hear him every afternoon on this radio station, 3 until 6. You see him on Newsmax TV beginning at 5 o'clock. You read his stuff in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And in fact, his latest piece, which I absolutely loved, about what the Raiders and the NFL can learn from the Golden Knights. He is Wayne Allen Root, and he joins us now. Wayne, the one thing I left out, and I'm going to let you fill in the blanks, you've got yourself a brand new book deal. Am I right?
You are correct, Amundo. Yes, I do. Yeah, I'm writing the book about Donald Trump. It'll be out in early 2019. A little different than all the other book deals out there. Books really don't make money anymore. This one has a great chance to be a blockbuster and to be the number one bestseller in the country, not just because it's about Trump. Lots of books are about Trump. This is the first one about Trump's financial success and how his principles of success will apply to you. Anyone can use them to make money, and I show you how. But also because it's by Newsmax. You know, that's my TV show every afternoon at 5 o'clock. Is my Newsmax TV, national TV show, reaching 50 million homes, and a little birdie tells me soon we'll be in 60, 65 million homes, and we're right now we're the fastest-growing cable news channel in the United States of America, and Newsmax has a publishing division called Humanix, and the last four books they've done have all been New York Times bestsellers, and book number five is Wayne Root's. So you've got, you know, the entire Newsmax behind you with the biggest, email list and the entire conservative world, and also with an incredible website with incredible traffic. I think they have something like 16 million people a month on their site. And you've also got their entire TV network that's a fast-growing network in America pushing my book 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So that's their magic formula. They managed to create New York Times bestsellers. So we all have very high hopes for this book, and it'll be all about Trump's successes in business and politics and the lessons learned from them that you can apply in your career.
It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it. How soon, first of all, is the book written already? If not, when do you have to have the manuscript in?
I've got 60 days, basically, from today. Is today June 1st? I think today is June 1st, right? So I've got 60 days from today. I've got to get it in by August 1st. I've got the whole month of June, the whole month of July. And I've already gotten going. You know, I signed the deal a week ago, so I've already got about, about 8,000 words written. And I got to produce, 60,000 words. I mean, I'm already on the way there. I'm okay. I just grab a couple hours each morning or a couple hours each evening. And, the key to life in general, I think, by the way, shut off the damn TV and get to work. You know,
but you already work 24/7, my friend.
Yeah, but I'm just cutting out a couple. Maybe you cut out, if you could write 2 hours a day and do this, you could cut out 1 hour of sleep just for 2 months and cut out 1 hour of television. Between those two, there's your time to write a book. And I'm amazed by how many people there are in this world that complain bitterly they don't make enough money. And the reason why is, you know, they like to watch TV, they like to hang out with their family. All good things, I get it. I don't think there's anything wrong with hanging out with your family. That's a good thing. Watching TV, there's a lot of great shows out there. I get it. But you have to sacrifice something in life to be successful. And I've always believe that my edge is that I put in a lot of hours, my edge is I don't watch a lot of TV, and my edge is also that I generally work at least 4 to 6 hours Saturday and 4 to 6 hours Sunday. And I think that's a vacation. To me, I love weekends because I only work 4 to 6 hours each day. But that means the rest of the day I still have time to have fun and hang out with family and watch TV and go to the movies and go to dinner. To me, that's a vacation. So my weekends get me in at least 8 to 12 hours extra of work. So if the average person doesn't want to do that, then don't complain that Wainwright makes income and should be taxed higher. You all need to learn to work more. Don't try and punish me because you don't want to work on weekends.
I love that. I love it. Wayne Allen Root joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Another great jobs report. How great was it today?
You know, it's funny because, I got to write my column for Sunday's RJ. I'm going to do it the minute I hang up with you. And it's going to be about the fact, you know, kind of a little I told you so. I mean, I'm the guy who told everyone before Trump was elected that A, he'd be elected, and B, he'd create the greatest economic turnaround since Reagan, and the economy would boom just like Reagan. And the numbers coming out are just amazing. They're even better than you know. Because what you know from reading the top headlines, Kevin, and what everybody listening probably knows is that the jobs number was fantastic, much higher than they thought, a great number. All that's great. What you don't know is I go to certain specific websites that give you kind of insider knowledge below the headline. And the number was 904,000 new full-time jobs created last month, the biggest number in the history of America. There's never been a number like that. The closest we came is like 4 months ago, Trump created, I think it was 800,000 full-time jobs in a month. And by the way, under Obama, every single time he would report what liberals call a good jobs number, I'd go to a site called Zero Hedge, which is the greatest economic site in the world. And they would break it down in a way that no one on the mainstream media would ever tell you. They would say the reason that there were 500,000 new jobs last month, just take that number at random, is because there were a million new crappy part-time jobs for people to clean toilet bowls and tend bar, and there were 500,000 full-time jobs lost. A million part-time gained, 500,000 lost. Added together, it equals positive 500,000. So Obama would tell everyone, I'm the greatest president, I create jobs. And they were all for cleaning toilet bowls. Not only were they all for cleaning toilet bowls, but you lost 500,000 good jobs, full-time, high-paying jobs in manufacturing. This number is the reason it's 900,000 is because over a million real full-time jobs are created and like 600,000 part-time jobs were lost. Trump is the exact opposite. He's the anti-Obama. Obama did nothing but create jobs to mow lawns and clean toilet bowls and tend bar. And all Trump does is create real middle-class full-time jobs. You don't need three jobs plus food stamps to earn a living anymore. This is the greatest economic turnaround in history. And I've always said the average liberal doesn't understand it because they're not in the business world like I am. All I could tell you is I'm raising money for a business right now. And in my whole life, it's never been this easy to get someone to write a check. And for the 8 years of Obama, nobody would ever write me one check. It was the most incredible thing. I think I tried to raise money for like four different businesses, four different times in the 8 years of Obama, and I never got one person to ever write me one check. I went 8 years without raising a dollar. Now Trump is president, and people are begging me to take their money. That hasn't happened since Reagan. When I was a kid out of college, out of Columbia in the 80s, when Reagan was president, I got a warped sense of how easy it was to make money in the business world because everyone I asked for a check would write me a check. And then for the next 20 years, it wasn't like that anymore. Even under Republican presidents, nothing was like Reagan. Trump is Reagan. And Wayne Root is telling you, in my own personal experience, people are throwing money at me now for business ideas. You know, hardest to get people to write a check? Not anymore. It really did happen. Trump is Reagan.
Let me ask you, though, because, in fact, what would you say to those naysayers, some of them Republicans, by the way, I might add, that when we were talking about the Trump tax cuts, they promised the same thing that would have happened after Brexit, that, you know, the markets would crash, financial Armageddon is at hand. And all of a sudden, we got this huge recovery that's going on, and it's a real recovery. What would you say to those people that were the naysayers about the tax cuts?
I'd say they're probably a bunch of commies, Marxists, and socialists. I'd say they'd feel more at home with Fidel Castro as president. And we had Fidel Castro as president. Obama was Castro. Doesn't anybody understand that? He brought the economy to a standstill. And liberals keep arguing with me because they don't have any facts, and they're all either on welfare or food stamps, or they may be nice people who have never taken welfare, but they work for government. Or they even, some of them, a few of them, work for big corporations. They also have no understanding of what it's like in the trenches to be a businessman like I do. No understanding. You get a safe paycheck every week from a big company like, Venetian, you know, Sands or Wynn. That's not the same as going out and hustling for money the way Wayne Root has done every morning of my entire life. From the day I graduated college till now, I go out and pitch deals and hustle for money. I'm the guy who is the sounding board that could tell you whether the economy is working or not. And I'm telling you, for 8 years under Obama, there was no way to pitch a deal. There was no way to close a deal. There was no way to raise money. And now the money is coming in wheelbarrows. It's that good. It's that changed. It's that different. People are lending again. Banks are lending. Hedge funds are lending. Funds are lending. Money funds. Private equity funds are lending. And individuals are writing checks. Just average people. I go up to them, hey, I need $100,000 for this or that. Okay, tell me when I can write it. I'll speak to my lawyer and have the contracts written up. You didn't get that for 8 years under Obama. So anyone who said that Obama was good for the economy is either an idiot or just completely clueless and ignorant and just doesn't know. And right now, we have turned this economy around. Thank you. God bless you, Donald Trump. MAGA.
Again, Wayne Allen Root joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. As we both awoke this morning, we found that Roseanne was still fired. Samantha Bee was still employed by TBS. Kind of a huge double standard, you think?
A huge double standard, and there's just so many things going on that, you know, nobody in the media covers what liberals say. First of all, let me do an overall apology for everyone, liberal and conservative, who's getting attacked right now. Liberals say terrible things that offend me, and sometimes conservatives say terrible things, including Wayne Root and Roseanne Barr, that offend liberals. Maybe we shouldn't be taking anybody off the air because we're all entertainers. And my job is to entertain you and to shock you and to talk 3 hours a day, and things come out of my mouth and Roseanne's mouth and liberals' mouths that maybe, you know, if you had a second to think about it, and you have, you know, you don't when you're on the radio 3 hours a day, but if you had time to think about it, maybe you would have said it differently. So I think we're overreacting, first of all, to everything everybody says. What Roseanne said was wrong. It came since the last time I was on your show, so none of your audience has ever heard my reaction to it, unless you listen to my show every afternoon at 3 to 6. You know my reaction was I really didn't defend Roseanne. I defended the overall idea that entertainers need to be left alone to say what they need to say. It's up to people to boycott. It could be advertiser boycotts, and people could boycott. That's a free country. But no one should be fired because of the words they say. They might be fired because the advertisers stop advertising. But they're not fired because of the words they say, because we live in a free speech nation. But on the other hand, I personally was offended by what Roseanne said. I grew up in an all-black town, went to an all-black high school. All my buddies are black. I have lots of black friends. There's no way I would ever condone someone who compares a black person and says they look like Planet of the Apes. That's a terrible, terrible thing to say, and I think it's wrong, and I think conservatives would be silly for backing Roseanne and putting ourselves on the line for her, because she isn't a conservative. She's a raunchy comedian who just likes to offend people. So I'm not, you know, backing Roseanne. She's not on my Christmas list. I really don't care much about Roseanne. But in general, liberals say terrible things and no one does anything about it. So right now on Gateway Pundit is a headline, stunning, MSNBC host Joy Reid agreed with Ahmadinejad that Israel should be ethnically cleansed of Jews.
Wow.
MSNBC host Joy Reid came under attack over a bigoted anti-gay post she put up on her website several years ago. But now, let's see what this one is all about. I just want to see this because it's just interesting when this could have possibly happened. She agreed with Iranian leader Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in calling for the removal of Jews from Israel. And it actually says, I hate to admit, Mr. Ahmadinejad has a point, but it was the German government of the 1930s and the Vichy French who perpetrated and abetted the Holocaust. And then she says, it does seem a tad cheeky of the British to have unilaterally awarded the victims land belonging to living Palestinians as restitution. God is not a real estate broker. He just can't give you land 1,000 years ago that you come back and claim today. So basically what she said in writing is the Jews have no right to Israel. And so, you know, I don't know, I think the headline's a little hysterical. I don't think she said she'd be ethnically cleansed, but she did basically agree with that crazy man who ran around.
So why does she still have a job, Wayne?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just, you know, there's someone that wow. I just told you shouldn't lose your job for words, but those words will certainly lose you all your listeners or all your viewers and all your advertisers, and it seems to me she's a very dangerous person who said terrible things about gays and Jews now. I would get rid of Joy Reid, that's for sure.
We're down to our final minute. I want to ask you about your column, because your column today was spot on, talking about how the Raiders can probably learn a lot from the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights going for game two of the Stanley Cup Finals tomorrow night. Talk a little bit about the column, but in particular the part that the Golden Knights have done this without any public money at all.
Yeah, it's fantastic. No public money and no kneeling for the national anthem. You could learn a thing or two. A lot of people don't realize. I would say if you went on the street right now on the Vegas Strip, 99 out of 100 Las Vegans or tourists would not know that there was a vote in the NFL last week. I mean, they would know there was a vote in the NFL last week to ban kneeling, but they wouldn't know that two teams abstained from the vote, and one of them is our future Las Vegas Raiders. Mm. The two teams from what I call the People's Republic of San Francisco, the Oakland Raiders and the San Francisco 49ers, did not vote on whether players should kneel or not. They abstained. Out of 32 teams, 30 voted yes, ban kneeling. We're not allowing it anymore. Two of them said, we're not voting. And they're both the San Francisco teams. One of them, though, isn't a San Francisco team. They're the future Vegas Raiders. Maybe they should be considering that Vegas is not San Francisco. That, you know, we want to build a wall to keep Californians out. And so they're really making some bad calculations here. This is not a friendly way for Mark Davis to ingratiate himself with the people of Las Vegas. You've already taken $750 million in taxpayer money, the most in the history of America, to build a stadium that has no parking. A stadium that was built, in my opinion, in the wrong place. The whole thing is a disaster. No one's saying that to you, just like no one's telling you about the Vegas massacre. Everybody's afraid to tell the truth about everything in this town. They're afraid it'll hurt their tourism, or they're afraid it'll embarrass a politician. But the reality is, we're not getting, you know, any good information from our politicians, from our sheriff, from the police department, from the FBI about the October 1st massacre, and we're not getting any good information about that stadium. That stadium that people are excited about is an absolute disaster waiting to happen. I'm just promising you, there's all kinds of problems, and I've heard there's major construction problems and defects we're not being told about, and I'm telling you, there's no parking. This is the stupidest thing ever, and we spent $750 million on it. We should have spent the money on a wall to keep Californians out.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Hey, we got to run. Again, if folks want to know where you are, very quickly, where can they find you?
They could find me at rootforamerica.com, rootforamerica.com, and they could find me at also Newsmax TV every afternoon at 5 o'clock, channel 349, DirecTV, channel 216 Dish, and if you don't have either one, go to newsmaxtv.com, or right here on KBET, 790 AM, every afternoon, 3 to 6.
Wayne, we'll do it again next week. Have a great weekend.
God bless. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Wayne Allen Root joining us live and local now.
They got Tesla, we got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Hi, I'm Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. As a mother of three, I am very concerned about our failed educational system here in Southern Nevada. Every legislative session, we allocate more money to a broken system with no improvement. Our children are our most valuable resource. They deserve much better. As a real solution, I will push for school choice, which has proven to be successful in raising performance standards. We must fund educational savings accounts. As I fight for my children, I will fight for yours. Go to electamyjones.com. Paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
This is Danny Tarkanian, your conservative candidate for Congress, asking you to join President Trump and Adam Laxalt in supporting me for Congress. I'm a principled conservative who isn't beholden to special interests on either side of the aisle. That's why insiders from both parties falsely attack and defame me. They know I'll upend the status quo, and that starts with passing congressional term limits. The president and Nevada legislators have term limits. So should the politicians in D.C. I'll stand with President Trump and fight for a secure border. And I'll stand with Adam Laxalt to give Nevadans more choice in their school's education. I'll be a leader on repealing Obamacare. And I'll fight all tax increases. Because raising taxes isn't how we balance the budget. It's how liberals will bankrupt hardworking Americans. I'm Danny Tarkanian, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because Congress needs real reform now. Paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up next on Live and Local Now, the wit and wisdom of Clinical Carl. I never know quite what to expect. And today should be no different. Also, Jeff Flake, Mr. Irrelevant in the United States Senate, is trying to make himself more irrelevant. During the Senate recess, he went after President Trump yesterday. We'll let you hear how stupid this guy sounds. We'll do that and more coming up. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Stick around, more to do.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us all across the state of Nevada. It is Friday, and I tell you, this week with the extra day of vacation was so spectacular. It was a short week, and one of the best short weeks I think we've had on this program. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you lining up. You want to call me, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8255. 8232. And in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Clinical Carl. Been a while since we heard from him. Carl, you're up. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I give it. Thanks for referring to me as having wit and wisdom. But if I only reach half your expectations, don't call me a half-wit, all right?
I'll try not to.
So
don't force me into
right.
it, though. The pressure's on you,
listen,
my friend.
Thanks for, I want you to congratulate me. I voted early in the Democratic primaries, Make America Great Again. And, well, you probably don't agree with that.
Who'd you vote for? Who'd you vote for governor?
For governor?
Yeah.
Well, it starts with an S and ends with a K.
Oh, wow. Steve Sisolak,
figure
really?
Yeah, well, good. You know.
why? Give me your rationale.
I just think he's done a good job for what is the time he's been in office and what he's done. And he agrees not to take any pay at all until he gets certain things done. And I think a lot of the negative ads are a bunch of baloney against him. I just feel he's a competent man, that's all. So that's why. But getting away from...
Can I just ask you about the experience? I've had people tell me it took them less than 5 minutes to do. Is that about right? You get there, there's not a big line for early voting?
No, that was a lie. It took me 6 minutes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Anyway, three quick points, and then I'll split. I've got the Roseanne deal. It's kind of a medical thing. She says she blamed it on Ambien. Well, Ambien is a med that no side effects may give you racism, okay? You can forget about that right off the bat. And 3 days ago, Trump made a speech about getting more African-Americans to vote Republican. He says, for over 100 years, black people have voted Democratic. Well, the Civil Rights Voting Bill only came in about 50 years ago, and they weren't allowed to vote at all. So I think he's slightly off on that point. He should bone up on his facts.
After a year and a half with this president, you know that some of the stuff he says are what I would call like biblical parables. You can't trace them down and say they're absolutely accurate, but they tell a story, a bigger story.
But there was no voting on black people 100 years ago. They weren't allowed to vote. Most of them weren't allowed to vote for the last 50 until about 50 something years.
I would challenge you on that one. In fact, we're going to put our crack research staff of when African Americans had the right to vote. And it's just 30 years ago. 30 years ago. You know, to stuff in my life that I know. So you go back another 70 years from that, and I have a feeling that Carl, you better check your facts on that one. And we'll put our crack research staff on that one, because that's one that I think that's one. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, the KKK was active back in the 1920s. Killing black voters, right? So, yeah, blacks were voting 100 years ago. Of course they were. I'll double-check it, though, just to be sure. Oh, my gosh. Do you know what it's time for now? It's what we've all been waiting for. Another edition of Nevada Voices. For those of you that don't know what a Nevada Voices is, it's where people, just like yourself, are given a platform and they talk about what matters to them. It's called Nevada Voices.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Scott Hammond, candidate for Congress in Congressional District 3. I think conservatives in this district deserve to have a champion, someone who doesn't just talk about being conservative, but has lived it in every aspect of their life. I am proud to be that candidate in the Republican primary for the 3rd District. I wrote and sponsored education savings accounts here in Nevada. I sponsored a constitutional amendment to protect Second Amendment rights, and I will always stand up for our families Whether it's safe streets, better schools, or creating high-paying, high-quality jobs for working families, when you vote in the Republican primary for Congress, remember, there's only one real conservative in this race. We've tried taking professional politicians at their word. Now let's try taking someone at their record. Real conservative, real results, a winner for a change. I'm Scott Hammond, and I would appreciate your vote. If you'd like to know more, please visit HammondForCongress.us. That's HammondForCongress.us. Paid for and approved by Hammond for Congress.
And again, just a cursory review. You go back to 1870, the year 1870, and the 15th Amendment guarantees voter rights. And that's 1870. That's, what is that, 140 years ago, 150 years? Carl, I got to call you on that one. Sorry about that. Okay, I want to get back. There was so much going on yesterday, and one of the things we brought you was the story about the president pardoning or threatening to pardon a whole bunch of folks, including Rod Blagojevich. Remember him? And by the way, people said, well, he's just doing his crony friends, his conservative friends. Rod Blagojevich was the Democrat governor of the state of Illinois. He's a Democrat. And he's doing hard time. And the president said, I might even commute the sentence of Rod Blagojevich. I hope he does. Blagojevich's wife, Patty, was on with Martha McCallum and reacted to Trump's talk of a commutation for Rod Blagojevich.
He was, and we are all so grateful that the president is thinking of us in this way. But it's been such a long road for us, and we've been so disappointed so many times before, you know, by the court twice, by the president of our own party, we were disappointed by him. So it's hard to even hope that our deal might be ending soon. But, you know, we know that President Trump is a kind man and he's compassionate. He's always been kind to my family. He knows how important it is that my husband gets home to be a father to our daughters, that we can't help, you know, to be hopeful.
You know, you wonder if why the president has become interested in this case now. And you think back to your husband being hauled out of your house in handcuffs, the involvement of Mueller and Comey in this case as well. Do you think that he's sensitive to this situation because of what he's going through?
I see that. I see that the same people that did this to my family, the same people that, you know, secretly taped us and twisted the facts and perverted the law that ended up my husband in jail, you know, these same people are trying to do the same thing that they did to my husband, just on a much larger scale. Mm-hmm. You know, they were emboldened. They took down a governor, and now they've got their sights much higher.
Patty Blagojevich, who would love to have her husband, Rod Blagojevich, come out of a federal prison, and the president talked in terms of doing that. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it didn't happen sometime late this afternoon, late in the news cycle. No, that after the presidential briefing, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Wouldn't surprise me at all if they pulled this off this afternoon. I don't know how long it takes to do a commutation of sentence if there's a lot of paperwork involved. But now that the president's been talking about it, I imagine the wheels are turning and that this is going to happen. Stick around. We got more to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is live and local now.
I'm Bill Townsend, and I approve this message. If there's one thing I've learned from starting companies and creating over 4,000 jobs, it's that no problem is insurmountable. Once you identify the root cause, you can create solutions. This is the philosophy that I'll bring to Washington, representing the great people of Nevada CD4 as your new voice in Congress. Visit townsendfornevada.com. Together, we'll take back America with accountable leadership that gives people hope for a better tomorrow. Paid for by the Townsend Campaign.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months,
It has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitutions and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig4Nevada.com to learn more about me and how you can support my race. That's Craig4Nevada.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Craig Mueller.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Look, folks, there's a lot more on the ballot than just governor, senator, and congressman. You need to focus on who we elect as judges. That's the place where we're losing our country. In Nevada, the elites haven't taken our rights away to pick our own judges yet. Please check out Nevada Supreme Court election for Open Seat C on the June 12th primary ballot. This is the first time in a decade that Nevada voters have a chance to pick a justice for the highest court in Nevada for themselves. Check out Alan Lefevre. The courts can be the last line of defense when government overreaches and chips away at our rights. Alan Lefevre is the correct choice if you believe in personal and economic freedom. Alan fled California because it was already a nanny state 30 years ago. He will not let Nevada go the way of California. Alan Lefevre believes, like our state's founding fathers, that Nevadans are a free people entitled to a limited government. Vote for Alan Lefevre. Go to Alan4NSCCC.com. That's Alan, the number 4, NSC for Nevada Supreme Court, CC.com. Alan Lefevre to keep Nevada, Nevada, not California. Alan Lefevre.
Paid for by Lefevre for Nevada Supreme Court Justice, CC.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hoagling, conservative candidate for State Senate District 8. I'm running because we need someone with courage to stand up to politicians and fight for you in Carson City. I'm a mother and a small business owner. I support school choice and ESA funding. I'll fight against tax increases. I'll fight against any attempt to bring sanctuary cities to Nevada. And I'll fight for your Second Amendment rights. On June 12th, vote for me, Elizabeth Hoagling, for State Senate District 8. For more information, go to ElizabethForNevada.com, paid for by Friends of Elizabeth Hoagling.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Jake Tapper is a flaming liberal host on CNN. He's probably all ticked off that Chris Cuomo got the coveted prime time slot, and he's still stuck in middays. But he said something yesterday that I found interesting. He had a very negative reaction to all this talk of a Trump pardon for Dinesh D'Souza. He already served his time, so this is a pardon. It'll wipe out his felony conviction. But he's also talking about a pardon for Martha Stewart and a commutation of sentence for Rod Blagojevich, the former Illinois governor. But Jake Tapper, and by the way, Rod Blagojevich is still in jail, federal prison. all kinds of racketeering, influence peddling. And the president says he's been treated unfairly. But I want you to listen to Jake Tapper, who went absolutely nutso yesterday on CNN about this very topic.
President Trump seemingly passing out pardons to heroes of the far right almost as eagerly as Oprah once gifted Pontiacs to suburban moms. Today, the president gave a full pardon to author, filmmaker, and conspiracy theorist Dinesh D'Souza, convicted of federal campaign cash crimes. And just a few hours later, President Trump told reporters that he's considering commuting the sentence of corrupt former Democratic governor of Illinois Rod Blagojevich and pardoning businesswoman and best-selling author Martha Stewart. Now, critics and analysts suggest that this is all of a piece. These are all individuals prosecuted by people whom the president deems to be his opponents. They're individuals who face charges that members of the Trump team could face themselves. Blagojevich and Stewart, they have both appeared on The Apprentice or their spinoffs, but they have more than that in common. Both of their convictions have ties to former FBI Director James Comey. Martha Stewart was convicted of conspiracy, obstruction, and false statements. The prosecutor in that case, then U.S. Attorney and former FBI Director James Comey. Rod Blagojevich was convicted of 17 public corruption charges, including wire fraud. He was arrested during U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald's tenure in Chicago. Fitzgerald is a close friend of Comey's, currently a member of Comey's legal team, appointed by Comey to investigate and prosecute the Valerie Plame leak, which, of course, resulted in the conviction of Cheney aide Scooter Libby for lying to the FBI. And that's another individual President Trump pardoned. Dinesh D'Souza, by the way, was prosecuted by former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, whom you may remember was fired by President Trump. And Bharara, like Comey, has emerged as a critic of President Trump, particularly in how President Trump, in Bharara's and Comey's view, constantly is trying to undermine the rule of law. Now, one might also note that D'Souza and Stewart were both prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. That's the same office currently criminally investigating President Trump's lawyer slash fixer, Michael Cohen. So the big question, of course, is a signal being sent here at all by the president about his feelings about that office, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, and the president's willingness to forgive the crimes of those targeted by those law enforcement officials.
Okay. I want you to hear just one more thing from Jake Tapper. Because what he's trying to set up is that what the president is trying to do is to sell the issue of unfairness. But that's not a bad thing to sell. If you think you are being treated unfairly, then say something about it. If you think others are being treated unfairly, you've got that presidential bully pulpit to talk about it. But listen to Jake Tapper. This is cut five. And this is Jake Tapper yesterday on CNN.
Critics and analysts also note that there seems to be a theme emerging with all these patterns and pardons and potential pardons. The theme being that the U.S. government is treating people unfairly. That was the explanation given by the president for his pardon of Dinesh D'Souza today. Quote, he was treated very unfairly. Of Blagojevich today, quote, I thought that he was treated unfairly. Of Martha Stewart, quote, I think to a certain extent Martha Stewart was harshly and unfairly treated. Earlier this year, President Trump said of Scooter Libby, quote, I have heard that he has been treated unfairly. And of Sheriff Joe Arpaio, once convicted of criminal contempt of court by continuing to racially profile Latinos, but the very first pardon that President Trump gave out last August, quote, I thought he was treated unbelievably unfairly. Unfairly, unfairly, unfairly. The question, is President Trump preparing to pardon others? Maybe people he knows even better than Apprentice cast members for being treated, quote, unfairly.
Now, this is what I don't understand. Democrats for decades, for as long as I can remember, they've been a niche party in that they're not the People's Party, but they are the party of blacks, of Hispanics, gays, lesbians, transgenders, and they've been that for, as I say, decades. They are the party that preaches fairness. In the old days, I always used to say, you know, when a Democrat talks about fairness, I always reach for my wallet, because that usually means they're coming after my money and your money. So whenever I've heard a Democrat candidate out there, I always just assume. I just assume that they're talking about my wallet. I don't know why fairness is such a bad thing to be talking about, because Democrats have been doing this for as long as I can remember.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitutions and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig4Nevada.com to learn more about me and how you can support my race. That's Craig4Nevada.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Craig Mueller.
And one more thing. Democrats always preach fairness. They always do. Civil rights laws are meant to be fair to everybody. Gay and lesbian rights are a product of being fair. You know, we want to be fair to these people. We want to force the cake baker to bake a cake, because that'll be fair to the lesbian couple or the homosexual couple that wants to get married. They always do this, and now all of a sudden, the president talks about fairness, and all of a sudden, it's almost as if it's a four-letter word. I mean, for crying out loud. Think about this a minute. How can Democrats complain about the president for preaching fairness when that's what they've been doing for 50 years? The tax code, the wealthiest 1%, it's got to be fair. It's got to be fair. That's what I, now, if somebody can explain that to me, let me know. And we'll leave our phone lines open at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. And we'll find out what you think about the issue of fairness. And should it be off limits to the President of the United States to talk about fairness? We'll talk about that. Rico Aller will join us from Dry Supply in Carson City. Our regular Friday feature, we'll talk about Northern Nevada and what's going on there and what's going on in your world as well as we continue live and local now.
Keeping us safe. That's the job of Nevada's next Attorney General. The conservative choice, Wes Duncan. Duncan served in Iraq, where he helped prosecute terrorists in Baghdad, and still serves his country today as a JAG officer in the Air Force Reserves. Duncan was a criminal prosecutor and first assistant attorney general for Adam Laxalt. The choice of law enforcement. Sheriffs and district attorneys across Nevada have endorsed Wes Duncan. Attorney General Laxalt endorsed Wes Duncan because he will fight for our constitutional rights and keep our communities safe.
I'm Wes Duncan. Iraq was a defining moment in my life. The country was extremely dangerous. The rule of law had completely broken down. It made me realize if you don't have safety and security, nothing else matters. I'm running for Attorney General to make Nevada the safest place to raise a family.
Fighting for a safer Nevada, Republican Wes Duncan for Attorney General.
Paid for and authorized by the committee to elect Wes Duncan.